Can't you see
why? Let's all stand.
I'm happy. Oh, I've accepted the word of the Lord. Oh, the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet of Malachi 4.
The Lord, that's more of a reality to us today than ever before. For we're living in a land of rest. He said, where it's joy unspeakable with signs and wonders filling us. And we're anchored in Christ today like never before. Where we walk with God and talk with God daily. And where the adoption process is taking place. We thank you, Lord Jesus. He foreknew us. He justified us. And now he has glorified us. Before the foundation of the world, we were with him. Did your hearts burn within you today as he spoke to you along the way? while we were eating that sheep food. Taste this, taste this, taste this. Did you love it? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being with us today. Just any day now, Lord Jesus, we shall see you. I would like to invite a true servant of the Lord, a soldier of the cross, or Brother Gerald Hughes, if he'd come forth, dismiss us with a word of prayer this morning. We bow our heads. Precious Lord, we are so blessed. And Lord, we know that thy word can never return unto you void. It'll find the bedding ground, Lord. We believe it's found that spot this morning, this afternoon. Seed for the sower, bread for the eater. We thank you, Lord. May we continue now to daily feed on this spiritual meat, reminded that we're not feeding up on the words of a man. His words will fail. But we're feeding up on that unfailing body word of the Son of Man. Oh, how thankful we are. And Lord, we want to fully feed up on every word. We want to believe every word, Lord. We want to walk in the light of that word. Oh, Father, Lord, as we was reminded this morning, you said, how will she, the bride, know her mate, the word, unless she's constantly, continually in that word? Lord Jesus, oh, Father, we're so grateful to be sealed in, feeding as Elijah was by the brook. Oh, when the famine was already on, but he had spiritual meat in due season. Oh, Father, let us continue now. Bless, I pray, our precious brother Joseph. Bless the entire Branham family. Bless this assembly of people, Lord. God, bless the deacons, the trustees. Give them, Lord, the very desires of your heart. You promised this. It's not difficult to ask it or believe it. Hallelujah. You said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And now, Lord, we've come to the end of another service. We certainly know that the angels of the Lord are present, and each little lick of fire, as our brother said, making up that pillar of fire, the atmosphere. Oh, sure, it's fine to, oh, we should always hear those tapes, but Lord, there's something special about gathering together, setting together in heavenly places, creating that atmosphere, and hearing the voice of God for our day. Lord, we're so thankful for that. And now as we go, Lord, to our separate places of abode, some to different states, some, Lord, to different responsibilities, some even to other countries. But Lord, go with us. May you bless the tie. Oh, may that bond be strengthened. May we not give the devil an edge. May we not believe one foul thing against our brother, our sister, but may we stand in harmony and in unity. Oh, Lord, grant that to this group of people, I pray. Give us traveling mercies as we go now. And Lord, let us long in our hearts to gather together again. Lord, grant these things, we ask. In the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
His name is one. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, the Master.
The last times we enjoy his presence. May God richly bless and be with each of you. Be sure to remember us next week at the camp with our young people, for we know that great Holy Spirit is going to be there with us. It's a promise. It is truly a guarantee. I want to thank him once again for his presence today. I just pray it strengthened you, encouraged you, and for it to anchor in deeper in your heart exactly who that you are. True sons and daughters of God. Something that Satan can never take from you. Believe it what you've heard today. Believe it what you've claimed today. It's yours. It's your inheritance. It belongs to you. Whatever you speak, he'll give it to you. Your word is his word. It's not your word. Your word would fail. It would fall to the ground void, but his word lives for eternity. It is spoken, so shall it be done. May he fill every fiber of your body with his sweet presence. God richly bless you and be with you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord Jesus as we leave quietly. God bless you.